Hey everybody, this is Monica Regina Jones, and I'm here with another broadcast on today. And it's going to be called, I'm Not Timid, I'm Tenderhearted. I'm not timid, but I'm tenderhearted. And I wanted to talk about this subject because this is something that I have been played with for a while. I have been labeled for a while as being timid. And for some years, I really was timid. But what I've learned is that we in the body of Christ have to learn how to stop being so subjective and thinking it's discernment. We have to stop insinuating things about people and being suspicious of people. We have to stop being subjective and learn to be objective. We have to learn to ask the right questions. I remember when I was younger, and I believe it was in the scientific method, that you learned the who, what, when, where, and why. And in the body of Christ, it really does behoove us when we are encountering people, when we're interacting with people, to learn how to use that same method, but allowing the Holy Spirit to be the one to answer those questions for us. Who did this to you? What happened to you? When did this happen? Why is this taking place in your life? Why do you feel the way that you feel? Where did this take place? We have to start being better with interacting with people because we turn a lot of people off. We turn a lot of people off with our abrasiveness. We can be so abrasive in the body of Christ. And I went through a situation even this morning. And even yesterday was my birthday. I was talking with my friend. We were just having a very honest conversation about how in the body of Christ, we are so quick to label others. We are so quick to just categorize people and shut them down and put them in a box. But we don't take the time to find out what's really going on with them when we say, well, how are you doing? We say that out of just normal conversation. But do we really mean what we're asking when we say, how are you? But I digress. So I'm just going to be very transparent on this broadcast. Because I've learned a few years ago that transparency heals not just the hearer, but the person that's listening. You have to excuse my voice because I'm a little hoarse. I did take a trip to Charlotte. Had a very awesome time there. Had a very strong, godly encounter there. And was doing a lot of praise and worship. So I lost my voice a little bit. It's coming back. But for as long as I can remember, I've been labeled as being timid. And my timidity came from, as a child, it came through intimidation from my guardian. It came from provocation from my guardian. When I was younger and my grandfather raised me, he was very, very strict. And one of the things he would do as I got older, when I became a teenager and I did something that displeased him, he would get in my face and he would point his finger in my face. I mean, his finger would be like, it wouldn't be that much space between his finger and my nose, my face. So what I had to learn to do in that situation, because I knew if I would have acted out, if I would have lashed out, he would have hit me. I mean, God rest my grandfather's soul. He was not a bad man, but he did not know the proper way to raise girls. He just didn't. And I believe he was that way because when my mom was younger and one of my aunts, they were kind of on the wild side. And so when he took guardianship of me and I became of age, he wasn't trying to go through that, go through a replay of that. So he was very strict. He believed in whooping your behind for just about anything. If he felt like you were talking back, if he told you to do something one time you didn't do it, you're gonna get a whooping. I ain't gonna call it a spanking. You're gonna get a whooping. And so I remember we used to laugh about that, but when I think about it, I said, there goes there's a trace of where my timidity came from, out of fear of my grandfather, because I knew he didn't play. I knew he was strict. I knew that he would be physical with me to get me to obey him, to get me to submit to him. And even though when I look back on it, I say, you know, that was kind of harsh. And it was, but see, in that time frame of my growing up, I grew up in the 80s and in part of the 90s, you know, that was what you did. You laid down the law with the belt. But what happened was I became timid with everybody. When I went to school, that timidity followed me there. It was with me. It was wrapped around me like a blanket. And so the other kids, they sensed that, they picked on me. They picked on me because they would say stuff to me. They would call me names and I wouldn't react. I wouldn't say anything back. And then after a while, I got tired of it and I would say something back. But I didn't like it. But a lot of times I would just beat myself. I said, well, I'm not going to hang around anybody. I'm just beating myself. And when you're by yourself as a child, people just come up and be like, oh, you know, we're going to point her out and we're going to, you know, alienate her because she really ain't got nobody. And so that timidity, because I didn't know how to deal with what I was going through, my defense mechanism was to shut down, to withdraw from people. So in those times, those various times when my grandfather would be in my face, yelling at me saying, do you hear me? Do you hear me? And be in my face fussing. Only thing I could do to protect myself was to shut down. The only thing I could do is zone out to protect myself because I knew as long as I didn't act out, he wasn't going to hit me. But I knew if I would have acted out, he would have. And so as I, you know, got on my own and lived on my own and even interacted with people in my late teens and in my 20s and 30s, and I mean, I was timid. But it stemmed from that. So I even remember, even where I'm at now, I find myself, I've always felt like I never belonged. I didn't feel like I belonged when I was in school, high school, college, my previous church, and even sometimes where I'm at now. I don't feel like I belong. And I remember one of my leaders said that I was timid. He said, you're too timid. And I was perplexed because I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, well, no, I speak up for myself now. I speak up for myself. I tell people when I don't like something. But when it comes to authority figures, I don't say too much. Out of reverence. Out of respect. Because I was always brought up, you're supposed to respect your elders. You're supposed to respect your teachers. Respect your leaders. I was brought up like that. So I'm the type of person where I made a mistake before where I wanted to interact vocally with a leader, and it didn't turn out too well. Well, it wasn't vocally, it was through email, but it didn't turn out too well. And so from that moment, I was like, okay, I'm just going to, if they say something and I don't really like it, I'm just going to go to God about it. I'm not going to really, you know, say too much out of respect, out of reverence. But what I've learned, what God has been showing me about me, is that he made me very tender-hearted. And people take it for timidity because they tend to forget that the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4 and 32, I have the Christian Standard Bible. It says, and be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. But I believe it's in the King James Bible. It says, and be kind and tender-hearted to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. He said, I made you tender-hearted because that's part of who I am. And a lot of people have mistaken your tender-heartedness as timidity. Because in the body of Christ, it's becoming, you rarely see tender-hearted people. You know, people now, they're focused on spiritual warfare, and nothing wrong with that because we need that. They're focused on spiritual gifts, and we need to know about our spiritual gifts. We need to know about our armor. But the Lord let me know that we need to be aware of Ephesians 4, because it was talking about how Paul urged us to live worthy of the calling that we receive with all humility and gentleness and patience. Bearing with one another in love, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And he goes on to talk about the fivefold. Then he talks about, let's see. He tells us not to let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouth. You know, not to grieve God's Holy Spirit. To put away bitterness and anger and wrath and shouting and slander. Let it be removed from us with all malice. He tells us to be angry and sin not. We have to take off our former way of life, our old self that's corrupted by deceitful desires. We must be renewed in the spirit of our minds and to put on the new self, the one that was created according to God's likeness and righteousness and purity of the truth. And then he ends it with, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. In 17, verse 17, I'm kind of going through this chapter, and I'm kind of going around because I'm highlighting some things. Therefore, I say this and testify to the Lord, you should no longer live as the Gentiles live, in the futility of their thoughts. They are darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them and because of the hardness of their hearts. They became callous, and gave themselves over to promiscuity for the practice of every kind of impurity with desire and for more and more. They gave themselves up to their desire. See, even in the body of Christ, this is going on. We are becoming hard-hearted, having dark hearts. We don't know how to deal with people. And so we feel that anybody that that's not outspoken, that isn't loud, doesn't get their point across, we feel like they're timid. But see, God is saying all in these, in this verse of scripture, in this chapter, and verses of scripture, how we need to be tenderhearted, how we need to be gentle and have compassion. Because people are watching us, and they're watching how we are talking to each other, and they're watching how we're talking to them. And they don't want our Jesus when we can't even walk in love with one another. We can't even talk. We can't even correct without being condescending and getting loud and having this look of you book attitude. And then we call it rebuke and correction. And so the Lord told me, he said, you know, where did they get that from? They have not learned of me. I don't do that. They learned it from their fathers, their earthly fathers. They learned it from the people that raised them. They learned it from the people that they were around in the environments that they were brought up in. They did not learn it from me. Now, yes, Jesus rebuked the Pharisees, and he called them brood of vipers and all that. He did. But see, the thing is, we have to know and rely on Holy Spirit on how to interact with people. Because you might have to be kind of tough with one person, and the next person, you may not have to be so tough with them. But if you don't, if you can't differentiate who you're speaking to, and you say, well, I was tough with so-and-so, so when I talk to this one over here, I'm going to be tough with them. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to lose them. Because it doesn't take all that with some people. Some people you don't have to be rough and aggressive with. Some people are tender-hearted. Some people, all you got to do is say it to them in a calm, gentle way. And they'll say, okay. And that's good enough. Some people are a little hard-headed. But you got to differentiate the hard-headed ones from those that maybe lost their way a little bit, or maybe they're a little off. You got to recognize tender-hearted from hard-hearted. You got to recognize hard-headed from someone that's just a little off. Because if a person is tender-hearted and you come at them harshly, they're not going to be receptive of what you said. And then they're going to just remember, oh, when I was growing up, this is what so-and-so did to me. This is what my family member did to me. And you're just, you know, so when they look at you, they're going to see their family member. They're not going to see you. So it's going to change the whole dynamics of that relationship if they don't have Holy Spirit. If they're not open enough and mature to allow Holy Spirit to show them what you actually meant. Because I'm telling you, in this day and age, we have to be so careful how we talk to people, how we come at people. And we have to stop preaching at people and talk to them. And I've learned that ministering is not always holding a microphone. Sometimes ministering is just a hug and a prayer. Sometimes ministering is just a smile, or it's going to be all right, or just a listening ear. That's ministering. It ain't always about a pulpit and a microphone. Who told us that? Who told us that that's what ministering is? There's different methodologies of ministering, different ways to minister. So we have to understand, and this is what I've learned about me, is that I'm not timid. I'm tenderhearted. And there's others that are out there like me who feel like they don't have a voice because they've been shut down when they try to talk. Or they've had people project onto them or make assumptions about them because of how that other person perceived their perception. So if this is you, if you're tenderhearted, it's okay. Because I used to ask God all the time, I feel like, God, why did you make me like this? Why is it that you make it so, I mean, I could feel other people's pain at times. And, you know, I just want to hug people when I see them sad. And I just want to comfort people. And I just want to just let a person know that somebody's there. He said, you're needed in the earth. Tender-hearted people. We're all needed in the earth. But we all need to become more tender-hearted. Because that's how he is. Yeah, he's powerful and he's strong, but he's also tender-hearted. He's also compassionate. He's also gentle. He's also kind. And we're called to be that way, just like him, because we're called to be imitators of him. And that's going to conclude this broadcast of I'm Not Timid, I'm Tender-Hearted. Y'all be blessed. This is Monica Regina Jones signing off. Bye-bye.